Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me,
how I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
oh what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with
my friends at the old country church.
Good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word this evening, we are asking for the presence of the Holy Spirit to give us guidance, Father, and greater understanding of this, your word. Now be with us, Father, throughout this service and the reading of thy word. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Pardon me. This is Wednesday. As I've told you, since we started this every evening study, that on Wednesday, I will be reading to you from Revelation. Monday and Tuesday is Old Testament. Wednesday is Revelation. Thursday and Friday is the four Gospels. Saturday and Sunday is New Testament. Now, Revelation is a book. The more you can understand the Revelation is the more you know of God's Word. In Revelation, I don't teach. I read, but I don't teach. It tells us to read it. And also, at the end of Revelations, I will read that to you so you'll know why I'm like I am. In the last chapter, 22nd chapter, 18th verse, says, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away," pardon me, "from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and that of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. That lets you understand why I don't try teaching. Because you need to have your understanding in order to do so. You need to be a child of God. You need to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life and the Holy Spirit. And if you do, then you are in to the Word of God and learning how to live a life that will give you life eternal in heaven instead of life in hell and that lake of fire. Now, with that said, you'll know why I'm not teaching, I'm reading. But I will read it in a way so that you will have time to think about what is being said here by John the Apostle. You see, it was he that wrote this while he was on the Isle of Patmos. God gave him this to write. All right. Starting here in chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come, and he sent and signified it by his angels unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein from the time, for the time is at hand. Now, verse 4. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now, verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so. Amen. 8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Samaria, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp, two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Pardon me. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest is my right hand, in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars, are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven golden, or the seven candlesticks, which thou sawest, are the seven churches. Now, we have just finished chapter one. Chapter 2 is quite long, but I want to get into it anyway, because we've only been going now about 15 minutes, because this is Jesus telling John what to write to these seven churches. Now, chapter 2, verse 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars and his right hand, who walked in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and has found them liars, and has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of this place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Now, the message to the church at Smyrna. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write these things, saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works, and tribulations, and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto the end, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. The message to the church at Pergamos. And to the angel of the church at Pergamos, write these things, saith he which has the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name, which no man knoweth, saving he that received it. Now, the message to the church at Thyatira. And unto the angel of the church at Thyatira, Write these things, saith the Son of God, who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and the hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest, that Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden but that which you have already. Hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And we are now at the end of chapter 2. But we're not through with these seven churches. And we have been reading now and taking up about 25 minutes. But I'm going to continue on through these churches. Now, chapter 3, verse 1. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis, write these things, saith he that has the seven spirits of God, the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. the message to the church in Philadelphia. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these things, saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The message to the church at Laodicea. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write these things, saith the Amen. Got to turn the page. The faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eyesight, that thou mayest see. Many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And we will stop with our reading there, because that is the end of the seven churches. The Laodicean was the seventh church. But study all that, and it would do you good to take your own Bible and sit down. Read it again to yourself out loud. Read it and study it slowly, and you will begin to understand how strong you are in faith, and just how well your knowledge is about the Word of God as we go through Revelations. Because without the knowledge of God's Word and the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus being with us, we would never understand any of the scripture, really, but most especially the book of Revelation. You see, it told us in the beginning to read it, and it told us at the end we wouldn't to take one word out of it or add one word to it. That's why I don't play with it. And that's why I read it. Now, is there a lot of it that I understand? Yes. Because of the knowledge that the Spirit has gave me of God's Word, lets me see what the symbolic part of the book of Revelation is all about. And He will you too, if you get right with God. But you better get right with Him. Listen to me. We are living well into the last days of time. They're here on earth. We don't know when. And God's Word tells us that. It says, no man knows the time. But we do know from what He gives us to watch for. He tells us then that when we see these things begin, just begin, He says, look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. We're seeing it today all around us. And as we go on through the week, when we get into these other books, be with me if you can and all you can. Because the more you get of His Word, the better your understanding is going to be. And you're going to see that unless we all come together in knowledge, in accordance, in understanding, in His church, don't matter what name we got on our church, it is what is inside that church. And whether it belongs to Him or not. And we've got a lot of them out there claiming to belong to Him that does not. They are teaching things that is contrary to His Word. That's why I ask you, when you come in with me, have your Bible with you and follow me as we go through with our teaching and our reading. Because I want you to see, it's not my word, not my opinion, but it is the word of Almighty God. And with that, we'll close. And I pray that you be with me tomorrow evening. We'll be getting in to the four Gospels. So let us go to the Lord now in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close this, Your Word, we thank You for Your Word, Father. We thank You for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank You for the Holy Spirit. And Father, for all churches, we pray for all churches, Father. We pray that the Holy Spirit can work with those that are teaching contrary to the Word, teaching things that are not to be teaching, that, Father, they can see and understand and repent so that one day we can come together and bring this land to repentance so our land can be healed and our government put back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being the Lord Jesus Christ and your word. Now, Father, be with us as we separate now to go our own separate ways. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. And keep us, Father, into your word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Oh, have a great night. Walk with God. He'll walk with you. Be back with me tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. God be with you. Good night.